NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say the first 6 months of 2016 were the hottest on record around the planet. NPR's Christopher Joyce explains.
Let's look at June. Scientists took temperatures from around the world and got a June average. What they found was a world that was 1.62 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than the average June in the 20th century. How about January? Hottest ever. Same with February, March, April, and May. Every month in 2016 has been warmer than ever, at least since people have kept records. How much warmer? Overall, this year has been almost 2 degrees warmer than what people experienced in the 20th century. Now, you may remember, last year broke the record for the hottest year ever globally.
But 2016 really has blown that out of the water.
NASA climate scientist Gavin Schmidt has calculated the chance that the rest of this year will continue on its record pace.
It indicates that we have roughly a 99% chance of a new record in 2016.
Now, a couple of degrees warmer overall may not sound like much. It can change that much day to day. But Schmidt points out that it's persistent warming over decades that alters the atmosphere, the oceans, and most everything else. Sea ice in the Arctic, for example. NASA scientists say it's now melted to its lowest extent since the 1970s. Schmidt says the warming trend has been pretty steady for decades, with a few wobbles now and then. Part of the reason this year was so warm was because of El Niño. El Niño is a weather pattern that brings extra warm Pacific water and air eastward.
With the El Niño that we had, what we had was an upwiggle on top of a long-term trend.
The NASA team says El Niño's warming influence will disappear by the end of the year, which should mean 2017 might be a bit cooler. But they point out that the long-term underlying trend over the past several decades and into the foreseeable future is continued warming. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.